what has turned into a pretty extraordinary day today, Coach, with the big trade with the Knicks, in which you're bringing back arguably one of the terrific young players in the game, best young players in the game, and Kristaps Porzingis, who hasn't played all year. But can you give us just your overall sense of what you're getting, what you're losing, and just how quickly this all came to happen?
Came together very quickly. I knew nothing about this until this afternoon. And I don't know that I've ever seen a trade come together and be consummated. At least the trade call has been completed. Now you've got to go through a thing with physicals and those kinds of things, which is a period of 48 hours or something like that. But the call has been completed. We obviously think Porzingis is a great young talent. Very, you know, similar in many ways to Dirk, and this is kind of a, you know, Dirk and Nash type situation. Only these guys, you know, are taller, and so there's still a lot of work to be done. There are other good players in the deal. Hardaway Jr. is a terrific shooter and a proven two guard in this league. Courtney Lee has been a guy that's been out of the rotation in New York because they've been going young and all that kind of stuff, but he's a guy that can still play the game well, is a good defender, and shoots the ball well. And Trey Burke's resurrected his career. And, you know, when you trade a guy like Smith, you got to get a point guard back. And so it's a seven-player deal. I mean, it's a blockbuster. It's a huge deal. There may be other considerations in the deal as well. Those things will be coming out later, I'm sure. But it's exciting on the one hand. On the other hand, you know, we're sitting here tonight. We had 10 guys, so we'll lace them up and go give it hell.
Some thoughts on the guys you're now giving to New York and what they have contributed to you this season, and just, you know, what they've meant in the development of this team this year.
All three guys have been key guys. You know, Dennis Smith has had a really terrific year and a half in terms of growth. I mean, he tops it off last night with a triple-double, you know. And so he's a tremendous young player. And New York is such an exciting environment for a guy like him. It'll be a great situation for him. Yeah, Wes Matthews is one of the guys I really respect, you know, hold in really the highest regard for what he stands for as a player, as a competitor, you know, what he went through with his rehab from the Achilles and all those kinds of things. I mean, guy's had an amazing career, and he had 3.5 tremendous years for us. You know, DeAndre Jordan was one of our big free agent signings, and you know, a situation like this is bittersweet because we didn't get a chance to play the year out and kind of see where things were going to be with him. But he's had a great year to this point. He's been dominant on the inside. He's, you know, once again, a dominant rebounder in this league. And he played great last night. And so, you know, we're a team that's won 3 out of 4. And all three of these guys have played a big part in those three wins. So it's the old adage that if you're going to get good players, you're going to have to give up good players. And that's exactly what happened here.
From a coaching standpoint, a staff standpoint, how crazy is it that, you know, at noon today, probably when you met with the team after the game last night, that you had a plan in mind, and then at maybe 3 o'clock this afternoon, that plan totally was thrown out the window?
Well, interesting you mentioned that because we got so late last night. You know, I didn't get situated in my bed until about 3 a.m., as did you. As we were taking the bus ride from the airport to the hotel, Casey Smith came up and said, "Hey, you know, what do you want to do tomorrow for a meeting?" And we talked about some options. And one of the options was just to forego the meeting, let everybody sleep in, and then just meet early on the clock, before, you know, in the locker room before the game. So that's what we decided to do, having no knowledge of a potential deal. And then, you know, so, you know, in many ways, you know, it, it worked out probably for the best.